Well, thanks for joining me this week as we're joined here by Jennifer Ramsey. She's the one that looks good, actually, not me. And her name is, in the corner of the screen. And Jennifer is was a member of the track and field team at Wright State University, the MVP of the team. And she's graduating here in a few weeks with her degree in sports science. And Jennifer, what is it, a degree in sports science? What kind of classes are you taking?
So it's a lot of, you know, nutrition. This semester I was taking nutrition, pharmacology, a lot about the body and, you know, just, you know, the kinesiology and stuff like that. So then I'm also doing my internship this semester.
And you're looking to venture into the world of online training, social media training. As we've all been stuck inside for a couple months, the online fitness training industry has really really gotten a lot of press and really taken hold. A lot of people have had to come out of the gym and go online. So what are your thoughts on how you kind of fit into the online fitness training world? Instagram, Facebook, a lot of options out there. This is something that's, you know, never really been able to be offered before, but now with technology and social media, it's a big option. So this is definitely right in your generation, your wheelhouse.
Right. So yeah, like I'm really intrigued with the online fitness. Like I'm grateful that it's, you know, an option for people now, because, you know, a lot of people aren't able to get out the house, and, you know, like even with the COVID going on right now, online fitness has become, you know, really big. And with me, I believe that, you know, with my talents and with what I do with my fitness routines and stuff, that I'll be able to, you know, eventually start training as well, hopefully within the next couple of months here. So yeah, I think it's really been doing really well. So
I know, yeah. I know you're still formulating your plan. How do you look at it? Is it, maybe paid by the session or the hour or subscription model? I know everything's on the table for you. What are you kind of thinking?
So I'm probably thinking, I definitely do want to do like some one-on-one online training, just, you know, get to know some of my clients and stuff like that, but maybe some subscriptions too, you know, cause, you know, people, not everyone's going to be able to coordinate with my schedule and stuff like that. So, you know, subscriptions, and then also, you know, a little bit of online, you know, one-on-one training. So,
yeah, looking forward to the release of your page coming up. And you're looking to be more than just fitness and health. You're really big on positive reinforcement, especially to young people, positive body image, leadership, and serving as a role model. That distinguishes you a little bit from some of the people. How did you get a handle, or how did you think about that?
So yeah, I've developed, you know, over the years, just been involved with sports. I've played basketball, track, in grade school. I actually played football as well. So now and then, you know, I'm running college track. So just, you know, being able to be a leader within my sports and, you know, taking on captain roles and stuff like that has really helped me to develop a positive image for myself. And, you know, I've really come to like and enjoy being able to spread that positivity to other people, because I know that in my life it has helped me a lot to succeed. So I know that if I'm able to spread it to people who may not be, you know, as positive as me, it'll help them to succeed as well.
Yeah, you're looking to do things kind of in your way. Now, what do you think of when you see some of the online trainers or Instagram models type thing that have, you know, followings of 800,000 people? And what do you think of that, and kind of maybe how they got to a following like that? I know maybe that's not the avenue you're looking to take, so...
So, yeah, I mean, being able to get that many followers, like, that's absolutely, like, phenomenal. If you're able to influence that many people and, you know, people are just looking at you as an inspiration, I mean, that's phenomenal. And, you know, if I could work up to that one day, like, you know, I'd love to do that. But for now, like, my main goal is just to be able to inspire, you know, as many people as I can for now, you know, just on positivity, on staying fit and staying healthy. So yeah.
Now, some of them got to that point maybe by you know, posting pictures maybe that aren't really online fitness related, or I even had to explain to you what an OnlyFans account was. So that's, I mean, you respect them for having, I mean, sure, a follower, that many followers, but you would, you're not looking maybe to go that route exactly to get, you know, maybe followers aren't, that many followers isn't important to you. The message is more important to you. So you're, not that you're, you know, you're not judging people, but that's not the way you're looking to go.
Right. Yeah. So definitely, with me, you know, money isn't everything to me. Not all money is good money, that I like to say. And so with me, I respect my body, and that's something that I want to be able to, you know, express to other people as well, that, you know, your body isn't something that you have to show off and, you know, portray just to, you know, get followings or get likes. Like, you can have good content without showing off your body, and that's exactly what I want to do. So yeah.
So good content, not only exercising tips, but maybe eating tips and cooking as well, and then just inspiring. A lot of times, just a quote will resonate with somebody and help inspire them. So is that kind of how you approach it? Now, you look good as well. You're going to get some people looking at your account, you know, regardless. So I mean, that's part of the game, isn't it?
Right, yeah. So I'm, you know, planning to do, like, you know, like you said, some nutrition, some healthy meal ideas, definitely quotes. I'm really big on quotes because I love, like, seeing other motivational quotes, and just, you know, being able to display the quotes and stuff might help somebody to have a good day or get a good start to their day, like it helps me to do. So, yeah, just posting, you know, daily exercises, nutrition, like you said, the quotes, and then, you know, just fun stuff too. So, yeah, that's what I'm planning on doing.
Well, I know it's an exciting time for you wrapping up your school, and I know track season was a little bit of a disappointment since spring sports were kind of cut short, and and you were really on a roll too. So, any other? I mean, you mentioned you played football. There is a women's professional football league, Jennifer. Is that have they contacted you at all?
No, they haven't contacted me. I played football back in third and fourth grade.
Well, that's something.
I was a beast, so, you know, I could try it again, but.
you as a running back or a wide receiver, I don't know who's going to catch you.
That's actually the thing. That's what it was. The coach would always say, you know, when we were doing our warm-up lap, you know, if Jennifer beat you guys around the field, you got to do it again. And I would always beat them every time, but I played safety, and then they let me run the ball pretty few times. So
were you tackled, or it was hands off of you?
Well, they I mean, they couldn't catch me, like I said. I've been pretty quick since grade school. I've been playing sports, so yeah.
All right. She's been running from the boys since third grade. So
that's right.
Jennifer, if people want to see your personal Instagram page, I'm sure you'll be cross-promoting your fitness page as well, and we'll promote it as well. Where should people go?
So my personal page is _JENN_RAM, and then another underscore.
Jennifer Ramsey, she's finishing up at Wright State University, and she's got the world at her fingertips after that. So, Jennifer, thanks for coming on, and we'll definitely be following you. We'll have you on again.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi.
All right. So it says the recorded file will be converted to an MP4 file when we hang up.
Okay.
All right. So I'll,
I guess I'll send it.
I'll figure out that. Something. You probably might want a copy of that at some point, or you can edit. You can edit. I'll give you permission. You can edit parts of that or whatever too. So, but
yeah. And then when was the when is it going to be on the news station too? Because I did.